Welcome to John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass. John is the founder and CEO of Image Group International, an award-winning image consulting and personal branding pioneer established in 1989. This podcast will bring you old-school wisdom, inspiring ideas, strategies, and hacks for the new tech world. Here you will learn everything about personal branding, the system, the techniques, and the right mindset to have a successful personal brand, image, and reputation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the show. Today is the final episode of our series, Street Smart Wisdom for Leaders, or in other words, what Harvard Business School does not teach you. Throughout this series, we've explored key strategies and insights to help you become a successful and influential leader in your field. What I want to do is, just as a reflection on the series, well, you know, the series obviously has been a combination of inner confidence, self-confidence, and really how to basically be street smart, incorporating chutzpah and all the other great things out there that at times people are missing. So today's episode will be about the importance, just the reconfirmation of being this concept called inner confident versus outer. Because if it's outer confidence, really that's just an image, where the real confidence, of course, we all know starts from within. So inner confidence really is all about self-confidence. And self-confidence is really a personal growth journey that is ongoing, most likely will be for the rest of your life. So it's not like you're going to become the most confident person on the planet within 24 hours. This is a lifelong journey. And, you know, and the intention here really is to just recognize that, because there will be efforts put into place to get you where you want to go, because it does not happen by accident. However, I will say to you this, investing in yourself is crucial. In my opinion, it's the greatest investment you will ever make and will be fortunate enough to experience, because the benefits will definitely pay you back in droves. As leaders, we must prioritize our own development, whether it's through, you know, reading books, attending workshops, seminars, or seeking guidance from coaches and mentors, or anyone else for that matter that you respect. Otherwise, how do we earn the right to authentically lead others? And I use the word authentically there because in management, leadership, there is a lot of people in leadership positions really that should not be there. They're there obviously for reasons at times that you got to try to work out how the hell they got there. You know, so authentic leadership is totally different to just being picked for a leadership role because it was your turn or whatever other reason was given. So I have a few questions for you to illustrate what I mean. How many people have you met that talk big and then do not practice what they preach? One rule for us and one rule for thee. Okay, so question follow-up is, or a few questions follow-up is, do you trust somebody like that? You know, would you do business with somebody like that? And would you follow them? What I guarantee you is this. Leaders that you authentically follow with your free will are self-confident, even at times that maybe they don't feel like that internally, okay? Part of that definitely has to be, you know, to carry yourself and show yourself at different aspects of your life where you might be feeling a little bit down. Definitely that self-confidence has to show up in different ways, even if you have to fake it at times. And this is at times, basically, you might have to do that. Even things might not be going well for you because people are looking for that, certainly from a leadership point of view. And that's a big part, you know, why people will also trust you. That vulnerability, or even, you know, aspect of what we would call this fake confidence as opposed to really authentic confidence, is it something at times you might have to do, because we're human beings and we have our ups and downs at times. But this is also part of the trust factor and why people would want to be part of, obviously, your leadership, to do business with you, and of course, to follow you. The power of this is this. All leaders, especially successful leaders and effective leaders, have paid a huge investment in time, energy, resources on their personal growth, even if it's not obviously apparent. You know, sometimes we just see the finished product. We haven't seen the whole box and dice and how that finished product got there. So it's important to be mindful of that, because nothing actually is just born like that. You know, you got to do some work around it. So the next thing about this inner confidence and self-image, self-respect type of game is, you know, learning how to become an autodidact. And while formal education can provide a solid foundation in many cases, true mastery comes outside the classroom because it's experiential. Otherwise, all people could read or do the same course and kaboom, magic, they're all become masters. But we know that's not true, because we know mastery comes from self-discovery, continuous learning outside the established learning environments. So part of this is to embrace your curiosity and take charge of your own education. Certainly, the sooner, the better. So seek out new wisdom, explore different perspectives, and never stop learning. Because the reason for all of this, where I say become an autodidact, it doesn't matter when you decide to do that, just it's a choice you have, is because the societal system is not designed, it's not set up to independently make you wealthy, wise, or free. That's a perception, okay? And some people are happy living with that perception, and that's fine as well. Everyone's life is their life. You know, but the decision is up to each individual. If they feel there's something, you know, they want more. So then it helps, of course, to go down this road if you have some, certainly some ambition, and to be curious enough to say, I want more. This life, there's so much more that I want. And that's an opportunity that you have to sort of grasp. So beyond, of course, money and fame, because they're the easier ones. What I'm talking about here is something a lot deeper. But more than the ones you have to devote, you know, some effort to, okay? Because inner growth takes definitely effort for more joy, you know, more love, and of course, if you're going to have more life. Okay, so I'm not really talking about the shiny things here, although I have no problem talking about that as well. I'm talking about some real inner shyness that really will support everything that you're trying to project on the outside. And that's exactly what is possible when you become an autodidact, as no one will be able to censure your learnings because you have exercised your free will to say, I know that there is so much more out there and I'm going to grasp it. So it's easier to live life uncourageously, complicit, and scared of your own shadow. But I promise you, that's not the authentic you. You are so, so much more than that. And we know this because out of the thousands and thousands of people we've worked with, they all had that at some level. It's just for whatever reason, they got stuck in not seeing that anymore. And I'm talking about here, including CEOs of listed companies and, you know, multi-millionaires, okay, that had all of the, what we would call is the toys and the trinkets, etc., but there was something missing internally. And at the same time, when it's internally projected and expressed, well, then all sorts of magic happens, including all the other stuff that's the outside money, fame, and whatever else you're looking for. So the aspects that we're talking about here are attainable for everybody. But, you know, you're going to be also really aware that through your leadership, and of course, guiding people along the way, you might come across aspects of what we call as toxic environments and also dealing with bullies. So let's address that as a crucial aspect today. What I want to say is never take any nonsense from a bully. It's essential to set clear boundaries and stand up for yourself. Whether it's in the workplace or your personal life, assertiveness and self-respect are key. Now, what I will say, though, regarding bullies is this. All bullies have deep insecurities and find it difficult to recognize that in themselves or at times are living in denial. And by the way, if you listen to this and you feel that could be you, I appreciate where you're at. Trust me. Okay, now, by recognizing that there's an opportunity that you could do something about that, and I congratulate you for that. But bullying is a corrosive behavior that does not progress people. What it does is create a lot of distress and certainly separates us. So becoming of this behavior is an opportunity to transform and make a greater difference, because what bullying is, it's really It's really a shell around your pain. You're not dealing with the pain, so you're actually thrashing that out with everybody else. So it's not good for you. That's the bottom line. Certainly not good for everybody else that's going to be facing that. So to circle back, all the work that we do and certainly have covered in these last few episodes, but the whole series is always about self-confidence and self-respect. We've covered that well, I think. So, you know, be the change that people can be inspired by. This is the best way to reclaim your personal power and really make a mark. So can you imagine what that would look like? I want you to imagine that, because that's what's possible. And lastly, I want to emphasize the significance of getting mentored. Because as you climb the ladder of success, it can be a lonely journey at the top. That's why seeking guidance from mentors who have walked the path before you is invaluable. Mentors can provide invaluable insights, support, wisdom, can even open doors for you that will help navigate challenges and reach your goals more sufficiently. In my experience in this world, of course, it's part of what we offer as part of also our coaching programs. The caveat is this: to unearth mentors that you can trust and respect. This is very, very important, because without trust, no sides are going to open up. And of course, if no one opens up, the respect also goes fairly quickly. So in our coaching programs, we make sure that our clients are a good fit for us and for them. It's the same in our not-for-profit youth mentoring programs with Big Brother, Big Sister. All mentees are matched exactly to mentors that can deliver as per the needs and wants. Some are looking, for example, for leadership advice, others for career growth, business sales, while others have personal challenges. So lived experience, I would say, a care factor, and the wisdom to shortcut you to success are essentials to a successful coach-coachee mentor relationship. And a mentor is a valuable asset when channeled appropriately, especially in early mid-stage growth. My mentor relationship started early, and today we are friends, you know, 20-odd years later, and have become what we would regard as close buddies. And that sort of wraps up our series for today, Street Smart Wisdom for Leaders, or in other words, what they don't teach you at Harvard Business School. I hope you have valued our podcast, and I've shown you that personal branding is not just about how you present yourself to the world, it's also embodying your unique value, purpose, and of course, passion. It's by building a powerful personal brand that you can make a lasting impact and leave a legacy. You have obviously more opportunity to persuade, to influence, and leave impact. And this is the key, impact. So stay tuned for future episodes where we'll explore more branding strategies, tips, and success stories. You can find me, as usual, on social media. You can find me on Twitter as John_Michael, on LinkedIn as John Michael, and on Facebook as Image Group International. Once again, I thank you, and until next time, enjoy.
John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass podcast is sponsored by Image Group International, a global team of practical, digitally savvy personal brand and image strategists based in Australia, committed to maximizing your impact, influence, and authority in the business world. To learn more and apply for your personal coaching, seminars, and group workshops, please visit imagegroup.com.au or call 1-800-631-311.